No. I'm going to ask you if we should introduce it, and then if we like it, we won't. Okay. I would like you to pretend to be a customer at Outback Steakhouse, and I will be the entire staff. You have to be a straight man. You really have to, like, be normal as shit, okay?
Yep.
And I just want to keep going until I get bored being the entire staff of an Outback Steakhouse. Do we tell people that? I don't know. We'll decide after, I guess, whether we leave this in.
Okay.
Could you introduce the episode?
Sure. This is Hack Thought Podcast, Sandwich Saga, Bread Episode, Mike Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
Hello, sir. Welcome to Denny's. Oh, sorry, Outback Steakhouse. Oof, I'm new here.
Oh, don't worry about it, sweetie.
Don't tell me what to do.
Sorry about that.
Can I seat you at a table?
Yeah, sure.
I can't seat you anywhere else because you know, it's for the table, so that was a joke. Inside Danny's joke. You don't get it. Okay, is it just one?
Yeah, it's just me.
It's just one. Okay, let me walk you over here. Follow me. Have you been to Outback Steakhouse before?
I have.
No. I don't know why it's relevant, but I have to ask. Yeah, so you know how to use the dishwasher here?
No.
Yeah, I guess you didn't study so hard. Okay, here's your seat. someone will be with you in just a second, okay?
All right, thank you. God, this place is weird.
Hello, welcome to Outback Steakhouse. We are an Australian-themed restaurant. I don't know if you know this, but my name is Daryl. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Daryl.
What is your name?
My name's Gil.
Is that your full name?
No, it's a nickname.
Look me in the eyes and tell me your full name.
My full name is Amardeep Gil.
Yeah, I like that. We're gonna be friends, Gil.
Oh, now you're going by my nickname, huh? You don't like the full first name?
Yeah,
oh, you don't like that, huh?
We're in this together. You and I are gonna make this food order happen. I noticed you kind of didn't look me in the eyes. Right there. Stop it. You look me right in the dead center of one of my pupils.
Okay.
You ever notice that, Gil? You ever notice that? And people always say, oh, look me in the eyes. Physically impossible. You gotta be a great distance away to see both eyes. You got stereoscopic vision, right?
That's a good
point. You can zero in. You zero in on one side. That's the whole point. Yeah, it's a good point. I'm not a fish. I don't have a field of vision. My eyes move around and shit. Can you cross your eyes, Gil?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, uncross them and read this goddamn menu. Right?
Okay.
Do you want any water?
Yeah, please. And can I get a coffee as well?
What kind of coffee?
Just regular with milk and sugar.
Okay. Okay, well, glad you told me that information, but let me just say, you're going to have to do it yourself.
No, I know. You just bring the milk. Bring the milk. You can bring the milk, right?
But I do have to write down how much milk and sugar you put in per cup. So how much milk?
Let's
say it's a 50 milliliter glass.
50 milliliter glass? It doesn't feel like a lot, but...
I don't know. I don't know any metric.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say, like, 5 tablespoons of
milk.
And
I'm guessing neither do you.
Yeah, but how can I convey measurements to you if you don't know them?
It's all in metric. Supposed to be easier. I don't know. I tried to make it easy on you. Okay, what about 1 cup?
Of milk? I don't know. That's a lot of milk. How about...
No, asshole. 1 cup of coffee.
1 cup of coffee.
You tell me how much milk goes in it.
4 tablespoons of milk.
I'm not doing it in tablespoons. I want it in, like, seconds of pouring.
1 second.
One Mississippi?
One Mississippi. I have to
correct you. Here at Outback Steakhouse, we are required when we count to say one Outback Steakhouse. It's the same syllables. So I just feel like if you're really going to do this, Gil, you know, if you're really going to be here, if you're really going to dedicate to this order, I just feel like you should respect what we do. And I feel like right now what I'm getting from you is you're not respecting what we do. So could you say how many seconds again?
One Outback Steakhouse, but not fully. Do like an Outback stay. That's it.
Again, I'm not doing it. I have to write it down.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not doing it.
Just do one.
For milk
just
and
do,
sugar.
Just do one Outback.
Not me. Again, your verbs are all off. Conjugations, shit. What I'm saying is, I will bring you all of these things. I will bring you, honestly, as much milk. Look at me, Gil. Yeah. We're in this together. Do you remember my name?
Daryl.
Thank you. We are in this together. Say, Daryl, I am in to do this order with you together. You're my best friend. I love you. I would never assault your family or any of your relatives or anyone that was close enough to you that you would consider to be your family. And I will support you in whatever you want to do, whether it's going back to accordion school, whether it's finding out how to fix your van, whether it's the way that you organize your socks. I will support you. Say that all back to me.
Daryl, I support you and all of you do, and we're in this
it's
together.
Good enough. I don't need the rest. Yeah. Yeah. It's good enough. So if you want, look at me again. Look at one of my eyes, the different eye. I don't know it, but subconsciously I know which eye is getting looked at more. Okay? And don't cheat. Don't look at my eyelashes. They're beautiful. Okay? I will get you all the fucking milk in this place. I will burn this fucking place down before they don't give you all the milk. Do you hear me?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that doesn't matter to me. What I have to document is how much milk you want in it. You're saying tablespoons? Fine. We'll do it for now. But if you go half-cocked again on this mission, I don't know if I can support you, okay? I'm making compromises for this tablespoon thing.
All right.
But I'm not going to make you do it. All right, I'll be right back. Coffee? Do you want sugar with that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Sugar I don't have to write down. Corporate, right? Right? It's crazy. I'll be back, okay?
Sugar I don't have to write down. Oh, that was classic. Well, I love the architecture in here. So woody.
Hi, excuse me. I'm sitting next to you.
Okay.
Are you talking out loud?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell my wife I have a terminal illness, and I think. What? Yes, just shut up. But I wanted. That's what I was gonna say. But this guy is so weird.
What if just pretend he was talking to someone else there?
I can't. You're not talking to someone on the phone, are you?
No, but I wish I was now. Why are you on my table? Why are you sitting next to me?
I'm not sitting next to you. I'm not going to be sitting next to you the whole time. I wanted to come over and stop telling my wife I have a terminal illness and come over to you because, you know, what better place to deliver that than Outback Steakhouse? You know what they say, mm-hmm. do it in a public area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're over there trying to have a really good time that I plan to, again, at some point ruin by telling her I'm dying. But... You're just talking to yourself out loud.
I muttered one thing to myself, to be perfectly fair.
To be perfectly fair, muttering is not a lot better. Muttering is sort of the calling card of the people I have a problem with talking out loud. If I'm being perfectly honest, the muttering, you even being aware it's muttering, says something entirely different that I'm not really okay with.
I grew up by myself. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, we're getting a life story now. I don't know. You can keep talking to yourself. Can I just do something? Can I draw a little man over here on your napkin? So if I look back, I go, oh, he's talking to that little man.
Yeah, sure.
Now, what kind of little man do you want me to draw?
You draw whatever little man you want. A basketball player.
Okay, a basketball player. Okay, do you play basketball, Deepu?
Casually, yes.
And what's your favorite type of sneaker, Deepu?
Nikes.
Nikes, okay. So maybe that. Deepu, do you have a favorite basketball player?
Just around here. Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler? I loved him in 300. Yeah, you didn't think I'd know.
Yep.
I know enough about you. Happened to choose an actor that I would know he wasn't a sports guy. But I'll draw Leonidas throwing a basketball. Here we go. Ooh, and Xerxes is saying, not in my house. Okay. Now, I hope you're not concerned that this is our second 300 reference in 2 episodes, but here we go. And we're drawing that. And these are some dead Spartans. And some Athenians, and this is an Athenian with his guts in his hand.
Oh, I think your food is over there. I think your food just came.
Don't tell me how to tell my wife I'm done. Okay? And there you go. Okay, there's you fighting the battle at Thermopylae with a basketball. Okay? So whenever you're talking, go ahead and talk to that. Right?
Are you coming back?
Yes, I'm coming. See, I got to deal with that. Not for too much longer. But I'm going to go back to my table. Okay?
All right. Sorry for your loss. I'm sorry this all happened to you, by the way. This is very unfortunate.
Not my loss. Technically not a loss when I'm dying.
Well, you're losing yourself.
Well, very metaphysical of you, but it's just not the way we do it in English. So I'm going to go now. All right. Talk to the man. Remember, you got to talk to the little man. Don't talk to yourself. And I'll know. I'll be checking. All right. Gil, see you were picking up dudes. I hope it went well. I bet he's got a hot slice of cock for you. And speaking of hot slice, here's your coffee and milk and sugar. What are you ready to? You ready to put in that order yet? You want to hear about our specials today?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear them.
Okay. First of all, obviously, some of these specials. I know the company here is going to tell me that I'm not supposed to say this, but honestly, it's the same specials. I mean, more than half of them are the same specials, not just year round, but through many years. So I don't. The company feels that you don't deserve this information, that you can go without it. But I feel as though you deserve to know. Okay,
it's not.
So there's some onion fucking thing. It's like onion rings. Whatever. But that's always there. Does that get you hard?
No.
Let me touch it. Let me grab it. Move your hands. Okay. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You're not lying. That was a test, Gil, and you passed.
Great.
Okay. But you will tell me if you get an erection, right?
So if I tell you, you're going to check.
No. Well, I'm going to believe you from now on, but I want trust between us.
All right.
So I want you to tell me if you get one. Not just today. In general. You got a newsletter?
Not yet.
You got Amber Alerts?
Yeah, I do. I got those.
You got those set on? Me too. I got those set. I can't imagine there's not a way that you can't set it up. You seem like a smart guy. Set that up. Set up a fucking boner Amber Alert. Don't call it that. The cops will take you. But you know what I mean? Because like that one's for kids. You can tell me if that's a problem for you.
No.
Help.
Let's think about the actual, like, what you want.
Are you a pedal bike?
No, but it would be cool, like, if my erections, like, hit a...
What would be cool? Hey, I feel like we were just talking about touching kids, and maybe the next sentence shouldn't start with, it would be cool. Why don't you try that again, Gil?
You brought up the whole kid thing. I don't...
You did. I asked if it was an issue for you, and good thing it's not. I mean, I'm here for you. If it is, I will support you in whatever, but because we are at this table together, I've told you my name. When you sat down, I looked you in the eyes and said, this is my name, okay? We are intimate, close friends now, okay? If that is a problem for you, we can find you help. I don't know where. I don't know how you Google that without getting arrested, but guess what? I will find underground caves or something. I don't know where they put you.
All right, can you resume your specials rant, please?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I will, for you. And we're not going to talk about that other issue. If you're a pedal bike, that's fine. It's not fine. But you're not one. I mean, that's what's fine, is what I mean.
Yeah.
I meant the matter is fine because you're not. But you will let me know about, you will set up, and again, rename it, rebrand it, you will set up your Amber Alert boner, right? Boner Amber Alert, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Amber, definitely not Amber Alert boner.
Yeah, that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate. And it's also the wrong term. We should say...
Right,
we should,
that's what I'm saying. Boner Amber Alert.
Yeah, we could...
You ever get a silver alert? I forget what that is.
Fifth anniversary alert. Thing.
It's a fifth anniversary. It's a fifth anniversary. All right. Next on the menu, same deal. Fucking French fries with chili on them. They can go fuck themselves, right?
A little bit. When you phrase it that way, yeah.
That's not special. That's every day, dog. Do you know how many of those we throw out?
You're throwing out chili fries?
For ceremonial reasons.
Oh, okay. What's the ceremony?
Yeah. You want to get inside this place? You want to really know what's up here?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Secret shit. Anyway, next up. This one's a real special. You got, like, shrimp and it's some fucking salsa thing. That's not the name, but it's a real long-ass name. You into that? Yes or no?
A salsa.
I don't do that. You know what I don't do? You know what I don't do, Gil? You know what I don't do because I love you? You know what I don't do? I don't read all of them like I'm some fucking computer. I don't just sit here and read. You can read, dog. I know you can. I believe you can. Okay? And, like, I'm not just going to sit here and fucking read to you. Because that's not my fucking job. Okay? So, you're into a special, man? You're not going to hear about the next one. That's the one we're going with. Okay?
I'm actually allergic, so...
Fine. We're done with it. But what I'm saying is you're not just going to get a... lemon sauce. Okay?
Yeah, because that's how that's. Are there a lot of people just doing that and bothering you? Just go.
No. They want you to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I can read. Talk to me about these specials.
I was going to read the menu, but this creepy guy came over and told me that he drew a man for me to talk to.
Which guy?
That guy over there with the woman.
Oh, he's dying. Don't do that. Don't be mean.
I know, but he was awkward.
The medical history of all people before being offensive.
I know, but he didn't let me read the menu.
You should have really done your research before you said that.
You're right. Every time I go into a restaurant, I should go into every person and say, hey, are you dying?
As long as you know it. Next on the menu, so you're allergic to shellfish. Fine. Here we go. Next up is like some applewood smoked bacon sandwich. I don't know what that has to do with Australia. I don't know what any of this shit has to do with Australia. You ask me how many times I've been to Australia. You ask me.
How many times have you been to Australia?
And so you're going with the steak, right?
Yep.
Okay, getting you steak. French fries?
Can we do mash? I guess. Yeah, please. How hard could it be? It's a fucking steakhouse.
That's not my job, man. I don't know. Like, you're asking me, you're saying, put this into the supercomputer. What's going to happen? I don't know, man. Maybe we all die. I have no idea what happens when I do this. You're like, press control alt enter. I'm like, that's not a command for anything. You're like, I know it is. I macroed it. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But I don't know what happens if I ask them for mash. So it's on you if you're into it.
Yeah, so let's do some mash. And okay. What else? What other sides can I get?
Nothing. That's it. This is the only edible shit here, dude. Steak. You want a burger? Pretty much a steak with some bread. Don't recommend it. Not great bread.
The steak is plenty. Steak is plenty.
Okay. Our sommelier will be around in a second, so just get ready for that.
Okay.
As soon as a character voice comes to us. Right?
All
right. I'll be right back in a minute with your food.
Thank you.
Hello? I'm your sommelier.
Oh, hey. Oui? What's up?
As I make my deuces, a recess accent for Frenchness. I do not have this accent, but they want to make you feel as though this is a sort of Looney Tunes experience. Oui?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Let me ask you a question, first of all, before we talk about the wine. Oui means yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, you have no idea the relief I felt. That is, because otherwise I am doing, like, opposite thing. Amelia Bedelia, am I right? Okay, so, you like wine?
I like wine, yeah.
I'll bring you wine, don't worry. Okay, I'm Somalia. See you later.
That was quick. That was the smoothest.
Hi, sir. Oh. I don't know you remember me. I'm the hostess. We met you at the beginning of the movie. Just want to welcome you to Outback Steakhouse. How's everything going here?
We're doing well. Everything's great.
Everything's going good? Everything's going great?
Yeah, I mean...
Everything's going good?
In many ways, yes, things are going well.
I just wanted to come over and check on how you were doing over here. This is Outback Steakhouse. I just wanted to see how you're doing. How's everything going? Everything's going good?
More or less. I mean...
Yeah, everything's going good. Oh, is there something? Is there anything I can do?
The waiter was kind of weird, but whatever. It's...
it's hot out. And so I just wanted to make sure that everything I'm doing here, you know, is coming over and checking on you, you know? Wait, time we just want to check on you, right? Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Is something on you, am I here too long?
Yeah. No, it's good.
Am I standing here too long? I just have a table. I just have a table. Everything well. I gotta come over, pretend I'm really interested. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Welcome you.
You're very charming.
Every time.
You're very charming.
You know what? I'm just feeling not really. It doesn't even make me do it. You're going to be charming. It doesn't even make me do it every day. Gotta go to the next table. Pretend like I'm not just doing it. Everything's doing good? Everything good?
Well.
Everything fine?
Okay.
Everything fine here?
Are you okay?
No, good.
Can you not... I feel like you're turning into like an angrier person right now.
I'm really angry. I've been angry since the beginning of time. I'm not allowed to leave.
Oh, you got a little froth coming out of your mouth. Let me dab that off for you.
I'm feeling
Don't bite me. Don't bite me.
It's a love bite. You look good enough to suck the blood out of.
Jesus.
Wipe my foam. Oh, I have some more foam. Can you guess where?
Oh, no.
In my back orifices. Oh, where I keep my baby eggs. Anyway, just wanted to make sure everything is good here. So anything I can do for you. So I'm a demon from the center of the earth. Okay?
All right, Gil. Yeah. Got you that steak and potato chips, like yesterday.
Whoa, I don't want potato chips. I want mashed potatoes.
Let me pitch you. I know you were going to say this. Let me pitch you on it. What are potato chips but mashed potatoes sort of done differently?
I mean, yeah. You can say that about any potato product. It's every potato product. You could just get
you could, and that's what the revolution we're coming up with here. And I'm glad you see we're on the same fucking page. I love you, dude. I'm going to be there for you. I want you to look me in the eyes and say, Daryl, I know what it's like to be you, and I know you have problems, and I know that everything is going to be fine. And I know that. Why? Because I love you, Daryl, and that's exactly how I want you to feel every time I talk to you. I might not say it every day, but I'm saying it right now. And just repeat that all back to me.
Daryl, I believe in you and everything you say, and this is not mashed potatoes, but I guess I'll eat it. So
okay. You know what? I don't really have the authority to change your mashed potatoes. I'm sorry that you don't like it, but that's not my fucking business. Do you want something different? Like, you can pay for another fucking meal. How's that sound? How's that sound, asshole? You don't like it? You can fucking eat it or go.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow, why did you order it if you didn't like it? This is a business. I'm not your fucking friend.
But the service is friendly, you would say? You would say this is friendly service?
Obviously. That's what we do. We're told to do this. And so I'm doing it. But we are best friends, sir. Thank you for coming to Outback Steakhouse. But if you don't like that, and also your side of broccoli, which is fucking coming out. Like, it's coming. Oh. You can just take this meal and shove it up your ass. That is by requirement of the restaurant.
All right.
If you want a return, you can shove it up your ass.
I'll just say this. Okay? Mashed potatoes are a common, common side dish with steak. It's very common, but you've somehow messed that up.
You know what? You know what? I'm not management. That's above my pay grade. Like, you want to talk to somebody about it, you can call up Outback Corporate, honestly, because the manager here isn't even going to help you. Like, that's not our job. Here's our job, dude. It's to fucking sit here and read this kind of weird script that makes it seem like we're friends. But anytime you have some problem at all that sounds like you're asking as a human, it's our job to kind of answer as if we have no control over the universe and that the kitchen sort of runs everything like a fucking Little Shop of Horrors scenario. And that's our job, okay? So you don't like it, I'll be back to ask for your dessert order.
All right, great. Thanks. Ugh, I fucking can't even get mashed potatoes. Fucking potato chips.
Hold on. I can hear you over here. Because you have to address the little man. You haven't even given it a name. I did draw it. So just, you can ignore me. Ignore me. Keep eating. But just address the little man. Don't look at me. Look at him. Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you. Look at the little guy in his little hat.
Hey! How's it going? I'm sort of the manager here of Outback Steakhouse, an Australian-themed restaurant. I heard your name's Gil, isn't it?
It is.
Nice Australian name. Sounds real funny with the accent, Gil. I like it. I hear it's your birthday. Today? Nope. Is it your birthday? Yep. I heard it is! Alright, it's my job. I've had a few, just to be honest with you, but it's my job here to get everyone in the restaurant singing happy birthday, okay? So, we're all gonna sing you happy birthday right now, in this public space, right here in front of this crying man's wife, okay? Here we go. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's all about you. Everyone loves it, so you're ready. Look, I want to be honest with you. A lot of times, people don't join in before we get this going, Gil. And it's your birthday, and I've had a lot to drink. A few was really an understatement. And I'm just getting real emotional about your birthday and how much you've done in life and how much you've accomplished and how proud I am of you. And so, I just want everyone to sing happy birthday. And I don't necessarily think that's asking too much, do you?
It's not my birthday.
But I mean, what kind of husband leaves you after 23 years of pretending to be Australian? I didn't know he didn't know. So I go to Australia and I don't speak the language. I'm sorry. I didn't know he didn't know the accent was fake. And I loved him. And it's your birthday. And that's what I'm trying to say.
All right, let's do the song. Let's get this over with.
We're me and you, buddy. We're going to do it. It's his own assholes. Assholes! Now, I don't know if they're going to sing with us, but I believe in us. And I don't care what Lennox says. My penis is ginormous. Let me ask you a question, Deepu, and lean in close. You ever seen a marmoset's penis?
No.
It's weird. Yeah, much worse than mine. So how can Lennox say, let me ask you an honest question, how the fuck can Lennox say I don't have a big penis when you and him have never even seen a marmoset's penis? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Everyone, listen, assholes. Hold on, Gil, I'm coming back to you. Look, we're going to sing happy birthday. Why? Because I'm making you sing it. And it's not copyrighted anymore. There's assholes just like you. I'm looking at you, lady. I'm sure you would have copyrighted that stupid song. All right? And we're going to sing happy birthday. And if I hear anyone say an H, I will come over with my Boeing knife and stab you in the belly button. You literally cannot recover from an injury to the belly button. It's happy birthday. And if you throw, you goddamn Americans, throw an H in there, going, happy birthday, like you're trying to clear your throat and shoot your bad breath at me, I will literally murder. This is not an exaggeration. I will come over to you, and I will stab you very slowly. And you might think, well, how I'm going to run away once you start stabbing one person. I will create cyber clones in the middle of fucking happy. By the time you squeeze out your stupid H to the time you get to the A, there will be 1,000 cyber clones in here slowly compressing you into meat. Does everyone understand? Now, so I just celebrate the fact that this person is 1 year older on this arbitrary day, and it's a stat that matters for almost no reason. And because of this stat, this statistic, if you're stupid, we're gonna sing a horrible song. Alright, here we go. You wanna do a shot first, Gil?
Sure.
Too late, I'm doing both. Here we go. Ugh, it's disgusting. Why does anyone like shots? It's the worst way to drink alcohol. Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up. Alright, here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Happy birthday. God damn it! Everyone is gonna sing! Look, they're not singing. It's happening again. They're gonna fire me if they don't sing. So, here's what I recommend. Here's your check.
Oh, thank you.
Pay me. Give me money.
Okay, can I finish my steak first? I mean, I haven't even had a chance to, like, sit down and eat. You know, we're just having this meal interrupted by crazy people. Your hostess is crazy. You're crazy. Everyone's crazy.
Life, isn't it? Life, isn't it? Yeah, ain't it the way it goes? Funny. Give me your money.
I guess that's life, but give me the check.
It's a check.
Give me the check.
And there's a survey at the bottom. You can tell us how it went.
We're hoping, Zipa, you give us a 5 out of... And you got a chance to win a Samsung phone. Samsung phone. You can win a Samsung phone. Let me ask you a question, Gil. You ever met anyone that actually won from those receipt surveys?
No. Can't say I do.
It seems like you're due. Seems like you're the guy to win them all. Now, you want to fill that out, give us 5 stars and get a chance at that Samsung phone, okay? It's a good brand, Samsung.
All right, thank you.
Stupid name, but great brand.
I'll politely really say good. Thank
they
you.
They make good phones.
I'll politely say thank you for this opportunity
TVs,
to do a survey for
what me. Else they make? They make TVs. They used to make cork radios. They might still. Stereos? Does anyone own stereos? Did Samsung move into those tiny little speakers? Maybe they did. Not my business. That's Samsung's business. And maybe your business when you own a Samsung phone. I have a peanut butter covered flip phone. Can't afford a case. I had peanut butter's water resistant because of the oils.
Maybe you'll meet a girl who has a phone with jelly.
Guy, established, long time, married,
sorry,
homosexual.
Sorry,
it was established, it's okay. Not everyone remembers.
Maybe you'll meet a guy
Lennox
with...
certainly didn't.
Maybe you'll meet a guy okay. with
Don't
jelly
tell me
on his
what
phone.
To do. Anyway, thank you so much for coming out back, Steakhouse. All right.
No, thank you. This was great.
Go to audibletrial.com.
/go to hell. Audibletrial.com/go to hell.
Oh, look at me. I'm Deepu. I'm trying to do the ad for once, and I did it totally wrong.
I'm going to get a free audiobook. You guys like free audiobooks? I sure would.
Audibletrial.com/go to hell. Fuck you, Deepu, for doing this wrong for so long. It's like a minute of you doing it wrong.
If I ever got into them. But maybe you should get into them.
Audibletrial.com/go to hell.